Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy to have you joining the program today. Thanks for tuning in. You know, we have a few rules of engagement to, you know, participate in the program, so let's run through some of those real quickly. If you want to follow me on X, formerly Twitter, that's at Michael Brown USA. And you should be doing it because I'm never snarky, but sometimes I might be a little snarky on Twitter. So it's at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow there. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. In fact, we have a little private group on Facebook. And if you want to join on Facebook, just search for Michael D. Brown. Michael D. Brown. Michael Dumbass Brown. And you'll find me on Facebook. And I'm on Instagram also, Michael D. Brown. If you want to, you know, send me a message anytime, tell me anything, ask me anything, the text message line is always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I always read all of them. The text line number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. So let's get started. So I think the most earth-shattering news of all since last Saturday is that CBS has canceled The Late Show, you know, Stephen Colbert's show. Which, by the way, I did appear on one time. I don't know. It's been a decade ago. But I've been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And it was kind of interesting because the producer, they fly me to New York and I spend the night and then the next morning get up and they tape, you know, around noon or mid-afternoon. I forget when it is they tape. But the producer, you know, came into the green room and said, Here's my best advice to you. Don't try to be funny. Let Stephen Colbert be funny. And I thought at the time, and of course, one, it was good advice, but two, I thought, well, when will Stephen Colbert be funny? When is he ever funny? There was probably a period in his early career, you know, when he was trying to imitate Bill O'Reilly. You know, that was kind of his shtick, was to, you know, be the comedian version of Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. And sometimes when he was doing that, it was comical. But then he got it, I don't know how, but somehow he got infected with Trump derangement syndrome. And then it was no longer funny. No longer funny at all. But I went on to Colbert that evening, or that afternoon, did the taping. And, you know, it was okay. It wasn't like great, wasn't horrible. It was just like kind of, all right, you know, you made your jokes about me and I told you what was really going on. And you know, that was that. But CBS News, I forget the numbers. I think the show costs somewhere around $100 million a year to produce. It's Colbert and a staff of somewhere between 200 and 300 people. So $100 million to produce this, you know, 60-minute, 90-minute, whatever it is, because I don't watch it, program every year. And for the past several years, it's been losing $40 million. So it's not making CBS a profit. Now, there will be a lot of people that tell you that, oh, no, no, they canceled it because, Larry Ellison's son, I forget what his first name is, but Larry Ellison of Oracle is taking over, has bought, CBS or Paramount or all of these. He's bought a whole package. And the lawsuit that Trump had against CBS, which they settled for, I think, $60 million, that $60 million is not going to Trump. It's going into a fund that will help finance the construction of his presidential library when he leaves the presidency. I think that's what he's done with the settlements with the other news organizations, including ABC News. But nonetheless, so CBS kind of looks at, you know, we're spending $100 million. We're losing $40 million. So we're not making any money on the program. Why don't we just cancel it? But everybody thinks it was because of Trump and that somehow it's a capitulation. Jimmy Kimmel came out and did a big FU to CBS for doing it. And the Hollywood Reporter says that a lot of people in the late night comedy segment are all upset because they think it was a capitulation to Donald Trump. No, I don't think so at all. I think it's because, one, you're losing money, and two, you're not funny. So here's how Colbert announced the cancellation on July 17. By the way, the cancellation doesn't take place or effect until I think next spring sometime, like May. And CBS was trying to get Colbert to not say anything about it. I happen to agree with Colbert about this. Might as well just put it on the table now because it's going to leak. You can't have 200 staffers that you have to let know. You have to tell them, hey, you're going to be out of a job come May, whatever the date is. Eventually, that's going to get out. Somebody's going to talk to a reporter somewhere, and the news is going to get out. So you might as well go ahead and announce it. CBS didn't want to do that, but Colbert insisted, so they let him do it, and here's how he did it.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show for each other every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready? Okay. That's all I wanted to say. Dante, let's do the show. Jazz Cowboy,
Flap it on the poof.
It's Colbert.
And so that's it. I mean, I will admit, it was a classy announcement. I think he did the right thing. No F-bombs were dropped. It was an appropriate goodbye. But have you ever really thought about why they canceled? I mean, you have all of the financial reasons, but I think there's another reason. A real comedian is not just somebody that stands out on the fence post and barks at the moon all night long. A comedian should know that their job is to entertain us, not to install our political opinions in our brains. In fact, if you want to know exactly how to be a great comedian, let's go back to a time when Mike Wallace talked to Johnny Carson.
People say, he'll never take a serious controversy. Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian, used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that? But you're not. Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
And I don't think you should as an entertainer. Amen. Thank you, Johnny Carson. Goodbye, Stephen Colbert. I'll be right back.
If you need up to $5,000, go to WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com is the name you can trust. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you're never required to accept any loan offer. Some lenders offer same-day funding. If you need up to $5,000, type WeFixMoney.com directly into your browser. WeFixMoney.com has been helping customers for 15 years and has an A rating with a Better Business Bureau. So if you need cash for credit card bills, car repairs, child care, or anything else, go to WeFixMoney.com. Make sure you type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. Go to the company you trust, WeFixMoney.com. Just fill in the information and get an answer in minutes at WeFixMoney.com. For up to $5,000, go to WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Win River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining me. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line 331-030 on your message app, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I was going to move on from Stephen Colbert, but the text messages, see, I told you I read them. The text messages are pretty interesting, and I want to bounce off a couple of them. I'll just do them in order they came in. So, Goober number 9798 writes, Michael, you know, after the late night shows survived for decades, so interesting that they're being canceled. Of course, the current host can't figure it out. There is a reason that Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, and David Letterman were so successful. They weren't woke. They joked about both sides of politics. Now, of course, I'm much older than I used to be, but I can remember both as a teenager, which really dates me, and even after Tamara and I got married in our early years, we would actually, I can't even imagine now, of course I'm up every morning at 4 a.m. To do the weekday show, but I can't imagine staying up till, you know, in the central time zone, Johnny Carson would come on at 10:30 at night, you know, after the evening news. And we watched Johnny Carson. And I don't want to sound like, you know, the old sentimental, you know, oh, so what was me kind of thing. But he was funny and he was interesting. And he made fun of everyone. The monologue was must watch television. And quite frankly, I think David Letterman carried that over. Jay Leno did that. They made fun of everybody. And I think there's an inherent difference. In fact, I'll see if I can find the stats and bring them to you sometime during the program today about how social media, late night television, that liberals or those on the left side of the political spectrum simply cannot laugh at themselves. They lead miserable lives, whereas conservatives tend to be happier and we can laugh at ourselves. God knows I laugh at myself all the time. And if I don't, you guys laugh at me. And then I may go back and listen to something I said, or, you know, it gets repeated, something I said that was, you know, I said it really stupidly, or I messed up my words or whatever. And it's funny. Just, you learn to laugh at yourself. You learn to not to give a S word. And I think that's where they have failed. They utterly have failed. Next one. Goober number 4679 wrote, late night television used to be a money machine for the networks. Low production costs, huge ad revenue. Think about the production costs of putting on The Late Show. Now, they did, you know, they had all their embedded costs. You know, they remodeled the Ed Sullivan Theater. And I've been to the David Letterman show. It, you know, it's a beautiful theater. They get it all fixed up very, you know, it's very nice. And it's in a halfway decent part of Manhattan, too. But once you spend those capital costs, it's done. You just have utilities and maintenance and upkeep and everything. So, yes, very low production costs and huge ad revenue. people were falling over themselves to advertise on those shows because they were funny, they were fascinating, and they drew in a large audience. Now, I don't think it's entirely their fault, but they didn't adapt to the times. They didn't realize that now we got a bazillion sources to go. You know, in radio, we recognize, which is why we do digital and streaming, and we take this content and we put it out everywhere, and we replay it. You know, I think about all the 350 affiliates, you know, some air it live and then some re-air it. You know, in this cluster in Denver where I air the program from, you know, I'm live on one station and then the other station that I'm on airs it late, you know, late night, you know, tomorrow. So we've learned to expand, and they didn't. They just stayed in their little cocoon and didn't want to look around. But anyway, the text message continues. The shows were funny and fascinating. Now, no comedic value killed the ratings, and CBS's budget for the show is almost $40 million, more than the entire Miami Marlins payroll. Well, let's not maybe talk about the Miami Marlins, but, well, we can talk about the Colorado Rockies. $67 million. Thus, goodbye, Stephen. Exactly right. Or 8956, who writes, Mike, Johnny Carson was very entertaining and funny. He had what you call class. Absolutely. He would bring people on. He'd even bring politicians on. And, you know, would ask them some serious questions, but would also laugh at them. And politicians would love to get on Johnny Carson, regardless of what side of the political spectrum they were on. And then Goober number 1012 writes, the staff of 200 for what amounts to 40 minutes of content each night? No wonder they're losing $40 million a year. The ad revenue is just not there. Their production costs have remained pretty much the same, except now if you add in personnel, production costs have actually skyrocketed. But the overhead to produce the show, sans personnel, has remained fairly steady. Oh, yeah, rent, you know, well, they own the building. But utilities, that's probably gone up. Maintenance and upkeep, that's probably gone up a little bit. But still, any enterprise, any private sector enterprise losing $40 million a year is just not sustainable. And at some point, you've got to cut off the bleeding. Does it have anything to do with CBS, Paramount Plus all being sold to Ellison? And maybe there was a part of that. Maybe there wasn't. But I will tell you this: when you're not funny and you don't have the ratings and you don't and you're not producing the revenue, at some point they're going to cut you off. We understand the radio. We absolutely understand that in radio, which is why I try to be entertaining and funny and serious and do all of the emotions that keep people coming back for more. They just don't get it. And I think that's a reflection of our society at large. Quite frankly, can you imagine? In fact, I wish we had one, a Johnny Carson that would come out and do a late night show. Not that I would stay up, but I might DVR it and I might, you know, save it to my my online cloud or whatever and watch it later. But if there was somebody that was making fun of conservatives and making fun of liberals and they were pretty much down the middle making fun of everybody, I would find that entertaining. It would be fun. But nobody wants to do that anymore. And I think that then kind of influences society at large, and we've just kind of given up on it. And we've all gone to our corners. I'll see if I can find those stats about the happiness level of left versus right. Anyway, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael. If you haven't followed me on X, I don't know why you're waiting. Just go do it right now and get it over with, all right? All right, hang it tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit?
That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, one of the, I forget, I know I was in California, I know that much. And I was with the president, Bush, obviously, duh. But for some reason, we were coming back to Air Force One separately. We had been at some event, I forget, I don't remember, I'll tell you in a minute, you'll understand why I don't remember the details. But we were arriving at Air Force One fairly simultaneously, but he was in the Beast and I was in my details, SUV, and we were arriving. But on the way back to wherever it was that we were, whichever Air Force base or Air National Guard base that Air Force One was sitting at, I saw an In-N-Out burger. So I told my detail, pull through. Because I want to order just like, you know, a couple of dozen of In-N-Out burgers and a couple of dozen fries and take them on board and just, and give them out to whoever wants them. And of course Bush wanted one, so he took one. So that's, and it was because, In-N-Out burger, which is not the greatest burger in the world, but in terms of fast food burgers, it is good. But I sometimes wonder if I don't think In-N-Out burgers are good because there was a time, for example, and I'm not a beer drinker. So I just don't drink beer. I just don't, I've tried beer all over the world. So don't start at me with, you know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? I've tried every kind of beer you can imagine. I just have never developed a taste for it. But there was a period when Coors beer was not available east of the Mississippi. But obviously available in Colorado, available in the Oklahoma Panhandle where I grew up. And so people would often ask, hey, can, if you're coming to see us in, you know, Cleveland, or if you're coming to see us in Chicago, you're coming to see us in wherever, bring us some Coors beer. So, you know, we'd load up a couple of six packs and we'd take Coors beer to them. I sometimes think that's the attraction. In fact, you'll hear it in just a minute, that even In-N-Out recognizes that sometimes that's the attraction of In-N-Out Burger, because they talk about having drawn a line pretty much along the Mississippi River, and we're never going to go east of there. Well, In-N-Out president, Lindsay Snyder, it's a family-owned company, has revealed for the first time that she and her family are leaving California. The family, and the way I read or listen to the soundbite, they're taking corporate with them. Now, In-N-Out burgers are not leaving California. They'll still be there. They'll still be in Utah. They'll still be in Arizona. They'll still be in Texas. They'll still be in Colorado. I don't know where else they are, but they'll still be where they are now. And they may or may not, as she tells, they may not put one in Tennessee simply because corporate's going to be there. But the reason that they're the reason they are leaving is fascinating. After 77 years, In-N-Out's going to say goodbye to its home state and set up shop in Franklin, Tennessee. The granddaughter of the fast food chain's founders, Lindsay Snyder, is staying true to the company's Christian foundation while expanding its reach. She did a podcast with Ali Beth Stuckey, who hosts something called Relatable Wobs, I'm not quite sure what it is. She is the author of a New York Times bestseller, and she interviewed Lindsay Snyder, and the interview goes like this.
Happened. We're building an office in Franklin, so I'm actually moving out there. And
how do you feel about that? You're like a California girl through and through, right?
Yeah, I really loved living in Northern California, and I'm
loved. I loved. Past tense. Now, just to give you a little hint of where I'm going with this story, I got shouted at by a spokesperson for the governor. Gavin Newsom. Yes, it was freaking hilarious. But I want you to hear the rest of this interview.
So thankful that I grew up there because I think it changed a lot of who I am today. You know, I think I would be different if I was raised in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
There, like you said, there's a lot of great things about California, but raising a family is not easy here. Doing business is not easy here. No.
Two fairly important things, at least in my life, raising a family, running or working for a business, neither of which, she says, is easy in California. No feces, Sherlock, really?
The bulk of our stores are still going to be here in California, but it will be wonderful having an office out there, growing out there.
Totally.
And being able to have the family and other people's families out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, it's two part. We'll have everybody under one roof here in Baldwin Park, and we'll close our vines.
Okay.
We're going to have everyone. And she goes on to talk about how they have a plan to give people plenty of time. So I take from this interview that she's planning to move corporate headquarters out of California, hello, Elon Musk, and move elsewhere, not to Texas, but to Tennessee.
Hey, yeah. That's a big transition. And that's happening in the next few years, right?
Yeah, we've kind of, you know, given it a longer runway so that it's smoother for everybody so they can plan and, mm-hmm. and all of that. And we gave them a lot of notice, you know, because we love them and mm-hmm. want to make it as easy as possible. But by 2030, we'll close the Irvine office.
So. Okay. So at one point you said that within your lifetime, like if you draw a line from Texas, everything to the left, uh-huh. like you want In-N-Out there. But not maybe to the right of the line. Yeah. And you talked about just like the importance of the kind of like novelty of In-N-Out, like that you liked when someone comes into town where there's an In-N-Out, they're like, I got to go there, which is totally true. Yeah. That's what people do, by the way.
True.
I'm guessing though, since you're going to be, you know, to the right of that line, that you're probably going to be opening up In-N-Outs there. So what does the strategy look like? Has it changed?
Well, it's funny. I think, Kid Rock, his name's Bob, I think he's the one that actually drew the new map, and he put the line up from Texas, grabbed Tennessee, went around Tennessee and back up. And I'm like, yeah, that's accurate.
There you go.
So I think for me, it's the same heart. It's just, I guess I would say a man plans his ways and God plans his steps, you know, mm-hmm. so we had a plan and then he snuck that in there. And I think, you know, Florida has begged us and we're still saying no. You know, the East Coast states, we're still saying no. You know, we're able to reach Tennessee from our Texas warehouse. So we're not putting our whole meat facility where we do all of our own beef and send it to our stores, make patties. We're not going to have that there. We'll have a warehouse, but not, do our own meat there. So we'll be able to deliver from Texas. So Texas can reach some other states, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In-N-Out corporate is leaving California. Now, I reposted that, and let me pull up. It's this another reason why y'all to be following me on X. Let me pull up that. I said, this was 18 hours ago. I just tweeted, I quote tweeted this interview, which you'll find in my timeline, and simply said this: In-N-Out leaving California. That should tell you something. I drew no conclusions. I left it wide open simply to imply that, hey, if a California-based famous burger chain who's been there for 77 years has decided it's time to go, that really should tell you something. And oh boy, did I get an earful from Brandon Richards. Brandon Richards heads up the rapid response for California Governor Gavin Newsom. Yes. Now he says this is his personal account, but he quoted Governor Newsom. For those interested in the facts rather than the fiction, In-N-Out is expanding east, creating a second headquarters in Tennessee. They are consolidating their two Southern Cal offices into one, creating a Western Regional Headquarters to go along with their yet-to-be-built Eastern Regional Headquarters. All of this was announced earlier this year, and they cite a KCRA.com article about In-N-Out California Headquarters and their expansion. He goes on to say that what was announced today is the owner's family is relocating. We had imagined to better oversee expansion in the eastern U.S. new territory for the company. And that they will continue to expand in California, adding more locations in the Golden State this year than any other state. And finally, she, quote, she also said the bulk of the company's stores will remain in the Golden State. Well, yes, that's where they started. And that's where they're going to stay. What is hilarious is that he completely ignores, like, for example, this is what I love about X. You know, they have what are called community notes. Well, the community notes belie everything that Gavin Newsom and his spokesperson added me about. That's next. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Enjoy your In-N-Out burger. The text line 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The best moments in life weren't meant to sit in a box, gathering dust in the attic or stuck on outdated tapes. They're meant to be seen, heard, and shared again and again.
Oh, look how little you were.
That's why Legacy Box exists, to help you preserve and relive your family's history. Imagine being able to text a video of your grandparents to your kids or share a childhood memory with your siblings in seconds.
Wow, I haven't seen this in years.
Legacy Box makes it that easy. Just fill your Legacy Box with all your analog media. Send it to our headquarters in Tennessee, where we digitize everything by hand. And in just a few weeks, we'll send back your originals, digitized, preserved, and stored in the cloud, so you can easily stream, download, and share your memories anytime, anywhere. Join the millions of families that have trusted Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
If I go to Scottsdale to see my daughter, I'm not desperate to make it in and out. I think I had I got a haircut a couple of days ago, and there's an In-N-Out in Castle Rock, Colorado. So I just stopped and had an In-N-Out. I might have one every few months now or something. So that urge to, you know, if I'm in California, if I go out to see Michael or my team out at Premier, I'm not going to die to get to the In-N-Out burger. But I just found it hilarious that the governor's rapid response team has to respond to me and try to say, oh, no, none of this is true. Bull crap if it's not true. The owner cites issues with California's business climate. And yes, the store, they're not talking about closing down the stores. They're consolidating the West Coast headquarters in Baldwin Park. They're going to expand a little bit into Tennessee. And the primary reason for leaving are concerns for family safety and difficult business policies. CNN had a fascinating story. The headline is, In-N-Out has, In-N-Out has never closed a location until now. This is from January of last year. It cites crime as the problem. In-N-Out is permanently closing one of its restaurants for the first time ever, announcing that its Oakland location will shutter because of rampant crime in that California city. The burger chain said in a statement that, quote, despite taking repeated steps to create safer conditions, our customers and associates are regularly victimized by car break-ins, property damage, theft, and armed robberies. Could it also have something to do? Because during the interview, Lindsay Snyder was asked about one of the company's restaurants in San Francisco being forced to close temporarily during the COVID-19 pandemic, because why? If you want no other reason to go eat In-N-Out, here's a reason why. They refused to comply with San Francisco's mandate to require proof of vaccination for their indoor customers. And in that interview, she defended the action, saying, we don't police our customers. Yeah. Good for them. Good for them. And if you want to pack up and move for safety reasons, for business reasons, you know what, Governor? Maybe instead of adding at a talk show host, maybe what you ought to do is add at your staff about your policies that are ruining one of the most beautiful states in the entire country, the state of California. Maybe that's what you really ought to look at. And I'm tired of your policies spilling over into states that are as beautiful as yours, the state of Colorado. And I look around and see how Colorado's been Californicated. And look, and you know what? Shut up and sit down. Go away. And I don't know what's wrong with Californians. Why do you keep electing somebody like him? Greasy hair, smooth talking, lying out of both sides of his mouth all the time? Newsom, shut up and sit down. And in and out. Maybe that's what I'll do after the show today. Today is our wedding anniversary. How do you think it will go over if I go home and say, hey, babe, rather than that restaurant we made the reservations for, you know, the really nice Italian place, why don't we go to In-N-Out? Yeah, let's have an In-N-Out burger just to, you know, and then what we'll do is we'll take a picture of you and me having an In-N-Out burger, and I'll send it to Brandon so he can show it to the governor. Yeah, that's what we'll do. What I love about stories like this is how people just state the obvious. You know, there's a story that I may or may not get to. The United Kingdom is implementing the equivalent of what you might call a wealth tax. And it's hitting the wealthiest people in the United Kingdom. Guess what they're doing? They're fleeing. They're moving. And so this tax, meant to help close their budget deficit, may end up producing exactly zero revenue. Basic economics. Well, I think we've got basic economics going on here. You don't control the crime. You don't control the immigration. You overregulate. You try to tell everybody what to drive. You know, you try to tell auto manufacturers you got to meet our standards. Well, that means that you got to meet the standards for the entire country, because a car company is not going to make, you know, is not going to take their manufacturing lines and say, okay, this line is for cars that go to California, and this other line is for cars that go to all the other states in the country. I'm sick and tired of California driving policies that affect the rest of the country. Now, congratulations to Franklin, Tennessee, for getting the corporate headquarters. It would have been nice to have you in Colorado, but honestly, could I recommend them move to Colorado? No, because we mirror too much of California. At some point, I don't know when it will be, but at some point, politicians are going to continue. I think they're getting pretty close to what, you know, to the typical tipping point where businesses just say no more. I mean, look at Texas. You look at Texas and you look at Florida and you find that, oh yeah, businesses, you know, for most of the financial firms in New York now have corporate headquarters in Texas. And you'll find that, oh, they still have offices on Wall Street, but most of the decision makers, most of the everyday worker bees are really in Texas. They're not in New York anymore. Why would that be? Because just like water reaches its lowest level possible, people look for, where can I go and be the freest? Where can I go and have the fewest regulations? Where can I go and have the best opportunity to make my business succeed, or to make as much money as I possibly can and have a great family life? Welcome to the real world, Governor Newsom. Tell Brandon to leave me alone. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line number 33103, keyword Michael. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two, with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 30 people injured after a vehicle drove into a crowd outside a nightclub in Los Angeles.
It was a very chaotic scene on arrival. So apparently a vehicle had drove through a crowd. There was a crowd who was waiting to go into a club. There was also a taco stand and there was a valet stand.
That's Captain Adam Van Gerpen with the Los Angeles Fire Department.
So the vehicle drove through the taco stand, valet stand, and through a crowd of people. So initially, there were so many people here, our firefighters had to triage. There was bystanders were helping each other out because there's so many patients.
New hope for cryptocurrency under the Trump administration. The House approval on Thursday of a bill laying out a regulatory framework for stable coins, a fast-growing type of crypto token typically pegged to the dollar, could clear the way for Americans to more commonly use crypto as a form of transaction money. House Finance Committee Chair French Hull told reporters he was pleased by the nearly unanimous vote to pass three cryptocurrency bills.
Bringing genius over from the Senate, passing it in the House overwhelmingly today, 308 votes. And on clarity, 294 votes.
And the House Administration Committee Chair Brian Stiles says delivering the three cryptocurrency bills from the House to the President's desk was an exciting moment for Republicans. Senator James Lankford says he's been pleased with the many GOP victories secured under President Trump, but warns lasting success for his party and the country will come at the cost of vigilance and community engagement over the long run.
And I'm really petrified at the number of people I hear say, well, I voted, and so I solved all the problems. I was like, voting is a good thing, but the nation shifts. Not because of just a vote, but Washington doesn't change the country. The country changes Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says the world will be watching if Iran, as many are expecting it to do, tries to revive its demolished nuclear program. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
An Arizona home believed to be owned by a three-time MLB All-Star has been burglarized. Here's correspondent Gavin Coolbaugh.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondbacks star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing in the MLB All-Star game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's office confirmed Marte owns a property on the block. The investigation remains active. No further details have been released. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Shohei Ohtani has co-written a children's book featuring his dog Decoy. The LA Dodgers star shared the news on Thursday on Instagram, posting a photo of the dog with the book titled Decoy Saves Opening Day. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some layoffs at the Environmental Protection Agency.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it'll lose 3,700 employees. The agency's Office of Research and Development has long provided scientific guidance for EPA's mission to protect the environment and human health. The EPA said in May that it would shift its scientific expertise and research efforts to program offices that focus on major issues like air and water. Hyepinjwani, Washington.
Man was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into a room wearing a large chain necklace. Police say the 61-year-old man had entered an MRI room while a scan was underway on Wednesday at NASA Open MRI. Police say the machine's strong magnetic force drew him in by the necklace, resulting in what they called a medical episode that left the man hospitalized in critical condition. He's still recovering from those injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I don't know why we're so stupid about it. Well, Mondami started this down this path about government-run grocery stores when he went on MSNBC and said the following.
However, Bill de Blasio, our former mayor, who you have said was the best mayor of your lifetime, ran up against the exact...
Isn't that interesting? You think about all the mayors of New York, going all the way to LaGuardia and some of the others, some really great mayors. Giuliani, implementing the broken windows theory, really cleaned up crime. And while I didn't agree with a lot about what Michael Bloomberg did in terms of trying to regulate sodas, for example, Bloomberg also kept the crime down. But Blasio is this guy's favorite New York mayor, a self-avowed communist. Yeah, Bill de Blasio was a self-avowed communist.
Exact same problem that he promised a bunch of things that were quite popular, could not get Albany on board to pay for them or to give its blessing for the MTA, for funding the MTA and a bunch of other programs. So how are you going to make good on these promises where he went wrong?
I think actually that Bill de Blasio's central promise of his campaign was universal pre-K, and that's now one of the most...
But that was one priority, right? Yes. He put a lot of political capital into it. I just read off a list of like 10 things that you are saying you want to do.
And let me go through them one by one. Freezing the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants is something that the mayor can do through the Rent Guidelines Board. The previous administration did it three times. Municipal grocery...
Freeze rents. Wow, that's going to make affordable housing even less affordable. That's going to make the housing shortage even worse. But that's just basic economics. And what do I know?
Previous administration did it three times. Municipal grocery stores, I proposed a pilot. One in each borough, that's five in total, at a total cost of $60 million. Less than half of what the city's already set to spend on subsidizing corporate supermarkets at a cost of $140 million. Then
subsidizing corporate grocery stores. He doesn't explain how that happens, but he thinks that somehow that taxpayers are subsidizing corporate grocery stores. And all this is only going to cost $60 million for five. So that's $12 million per grocery store, one for each of the five boroughs. What are you going to get for $12 million? You need a building. You need staff. You need utilities, you need parking or access to the building somehow, and then you need, inventory. You need actual groceries to sell. So what's the price point going to be? Because after you get through all of that, you got to make a profit, right? If you want to keep moving, or are other taxpayers in New York, in the five boroughs, are they going to be allowed to go to those because their tax dollars are going to it? And quite frankly, if he turns to Albany and says, I want Albany to give me the $60 million for this, then shouldn't every taxpayer in the state of New York be entitled to go to one of these government-run grocery stores because that's cheaper than subsidizing corporate supermarkets? You know that wouldn't happen. You'd have to meet certain government standards to go into a government-run grocery store in order to get those government-run prices. Well, lo and behold, his idea, should scare the crap out of you, is taking hold. The most recent person to decide that this is a great idea is none other than Elizabeth Warren, who says on CNBC...
He said, we've got a problem with entire food deserts where people can't get access to grocery stores. He said, I'd like to take a look at whether or not we can have some kind of, like we do on military bases. You have some kind.
Wait a minute. She's trying to compare a commissary to a government-run grocery store? A commissary is subsidized and is only able to remain open because in the defense budget, we have a subsidy for those prices so that people in the military can get cheaper goods. Even retired military can go, if there's a commissary close by, can go in and get cheaper goods subsidized by the rest of us. But you go try to get on that base and try to go to the commissary. Good luck with that.
Of support from the city government that says we're going to get some food grocery stores in areas that right now are food deserts. And by the way, it's a new and fresh plan for New York City, but it's been tried in other cities around the country and has had some real successes. So what I hear Mom Dami saying is, I want to try things to make it work for working families. And you know what? This is how democracy works. A lot of people in New York City said, that sounds good to me. I'd rather try that than any of the other alternatives available to me.
You know, what's happening in this country scares the S word out of me. Well, it's really popular, so it must be a great idea. No, actually, the fact that it's popular, and I don't know how popular it really is, but let's just assume for a moment that it is a popular idea. I mean, who wouldn't think of a popular idea if you're not thinking that, oh, hey, the government's going to run grocery stores so we can get bread and, you know, pork and beans and hot dogs and whatever. We can get it a lot cheaper because the government's going to run it because, you know, the government's just got unlimited money. My God, this country's full of useful idiots. And then, of course, she makes the claim that, of course, we've tried it other places and it's worked. Well, let's think about that for a moment. But before we go to other places in this country, let's think about Venezuela. 22,000 failed grocery stores. Of course, the corruption that comes with it, food theft that comes with it, and now 8 in 10 citizens, 8 in 10 Venezuelans, don't have access to food. That's what communism does. But I was really curious about this idea that somehow, you know, she makes the statement, this was yesterday she made the statement on CNBC, in support of Mondami's proposal for government-run grocery stores. And she claimed the concept, quote, has been tried in other cities around the country and has had some real successes. And she cited as examples the commissaries. But while she did not explicitly say that it would succeed in New York, she praised the idea as innovative and implied that it would work there by highlighting past successes and the need for bold solutions to grocery access and pricing issues. Now, her claim that such stores have succeeded in other cities is not entirely true. And where it is true, there's a little factoid that she just happens to leave out that you ought to know about. And I'll tell you about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line 33103, the keyword Michael. Be right back.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. If you want to find one of the 300-plus affiliates around the country that carry the program, it's real easy to do. Just go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. There's a tab there that has how to listen. You pull down that tab, and you'll find all the affiliates, an interactive map showing where they are across the country, and when they air or re-air the program. So that's how you can listen if you are trying to find an affiliate in your local area. So back to Elizabeth Warren. So on CNBC, she makes the claim that, well, government-run grocery stores work because look at commissaries. And then she goes on to this worked in other cities, too. Well, that's only partially true, and the reason it's partially true is because of certain factors that she doesn't want to talk about. There are indeed some documented successes, but those factors mean that it's not always going to work out. No major U.S. city, no major U.S. city has successfully implemented government-run grocery stores as of yesterday. I searched and searched and searched, went on to LexisNexis, tried to find stories anywhere about successfully run, government-run grocery stores in this country, and there aren't. Now, there are some proposals currently outside of New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. But where it has barely succeeded, or if you want to claim success at all, it's because of, well, the community together has come in and said, we will support it, or they've gotten grants. Wait a minute. A grant is a subsidy. So when he bitches and complains about corporate grocery stores being subsidized, he's doing the same thing here. So if subsidies are bad, then they're bad everywhere. So I put together a list of U.S. cities or towns where they have tried government-run or government-supported grocery stores. It's a combination of municipal, nonprofit, co-ops, public-private models. There's all different kinds of models that have been tried. And I've tried to focus on some verified examples from what I consider to be reliable sources. And I want to give you some of the implementation details, some of the outcomes, and the success and failure status. These are rare and mostly occur in rural areas that serve a population under 2,000. Now, military commissaries are sometimes cited as a successful model, but they're not tied to any specific civilian cities. And I would say they're an entirely different animal. You and I are all subsidizing those through our taxes and through the deficit spending that we do to keep the federal budget alive. St. Paul, Kansas. It was a municipally owned grocery store. The population of St. Paul, Kansas was less than 600. It opened in 2008 because the town liked a grocery store since 1985. So it took them, let's see, that's 15 plus 8. It took them 23 years without a grocery store. And then they got a loan, a $400,000 zero interest USDA loan. And they got a grant from the Community Development Corporation. The city took full ownership in 2013. They hired managers. They provided employee benefits. They wanted to focus on fresh groceries to serve local needs, reducing a 34-mile travel for their less than 600 residents to get to a grocery store. It was operational for 17 years. It was viable without ongoing subsidies because they had strong support among the less than 600 people that lived there. They claim that it helped stabilize the town by keeping residents in town, and no major losses that I could find have been reported. But what's the key here? Oh, a zero interest loan from the government. and then a grant, which is, again, you don't have to pay it back, but it's tax dollars. So taxes is what made it successful. It's been subsidized. That's St. Paul, Kansas. I found another one, Little River, Kansas, population less than 560. It opened in 2005. Wait a minute. But the city bought the building. Well, the city can't buy a building without doing what? Oh, using tax dollars. And they used tax dollars to buy the building. Then they got grants. Oh, tax dollars again to put in an HVAC system and improve the ceilings and the coolers. The operators leased it from the city, and they focused on local products and community service. Now, it reduced the financial burden on the operators. It improved efficiency. It ensured some long-term viability, except it relies on grant funding to keep it sustained. It hasn't closed, but what? It's still open because it's subsidized. Then you've got Dorchester, outside Boston, or a part of Boston. It was founded by the former Trader Joe's president. Five locations, sourcing surplus, donated food from 70-plus vendors. Massachusetts has this food waste law where they can take food that's going to be thrown out and they can put it there. It generated about $5.5 million in sales. The average trip, every time someone went to this one of these five locations, they spent on average $15.89. Donors, in other words, people contributing, is what kept it open. Now, I don't have any information. I can't find any information to indicate that it's still open, the five locations, or whether they've reduced it. But they've had to rely on the donor base out of the community, and they do fundraising drives in order to keep it open. So without those, it wouldn't succeed. Evansville, Minnesota. That was a cooperative. It's membership-based. So you have to pay to join. In other words, you pay to join. It's a co-op. You pay to join, and then you pay the prices. Well, I don't really think that's a government-run, or that's not really a government-run grocery store, but I've included it on the list. Now, we got some others. I'll tell you about those next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The best moments in life weren't meant to sit in a box, gathering dust in the attic or stuck on outdated tapes. They're meant to be seen, heard, and shared again and again.
Oh, look how little you were.
That's why Legacy Box exists, to help you preserve and relive your family's history. Imagine being able to text a video of your grandparents to your kids, or share a childhood memory with your siblings in seconds.
Wow, I haven't seen this in years.
Legacy Box makes it that easy. Just fill your Legacy Box with all your analog media. Send it to our headquarters in Tennessee, where we digitize everything by hand. And in just a few weeks, we'll send back your originals, digitized, preserved, and stored in the cloud, so you can easily stream, download, and share your memories anytime, anywhere. Join the millions of families that have trusted Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/audio for 50% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 50% off.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
That it's worked successfully around the country. And so far, every example I've given you has either been a co-op, remember, where people pay a membership to be a member of the co-op, And then they cooperatively go out and they buy stuff, maybe at a discount based on volume. And those co-ops have so far seemed to have succeeded without government subsidies. Every other example I gave you, zero interest loan, grants, donor base, fundraising drives, all in other words, to raise capital to keep them going. So without those, they would fail. But I want to finish the list. Rural North Dakota, something called the RAD, R-A-D, co-op. Two stores that partner for collective purchasing from shared supplier, trying to meet minimums, and they are focusing on maintaining supplier ties despite the low volumes, but they're having a hard time doing that. There has been some increased sales post-partnership, and it's kind of lessened the problem with getting distributors to provide to this rural, these rural areas in North Dakota. But again, I would emphasize the model is a cooperative model. Well, I could go do that in my neighborhood. We could all, you know, get together a co-op to have our lawns mowed or to buy whatever. So it's not the same as government-run grocery stores. But then you get to Atlanta. Atlanta is a public-private partnership. It opened in 2024 as a free store for public school students, families. It was government-supported to address food insecurity. So while it's still, there's no long-term data on this one. But again, I want to emphasize, it's government-supported. They call it a public-private partnership. Well, I don't care what you call it. If you're getting government support, without that government support, it wouldn't exist. Baldwin, Florida. Population less than 1,400. It opened in 2019 after the IGA grocery store closed. They got a $150,000 loan from the town for the startup. They started it up in a city-owned building. The staff was on the municipal payroll. So the staff that ran the grocery store was being paid for by the taxpayers. They tried to source locally because of distributor minimums. You know, some distributors won't deliver unless you buy a certain amount. Well, guess what? It opened in 2019. It closed in March of last year. Every single year, they incurred a loss. They couldn't break even because of high costs. And guess what? And I find this to be the most fascinating. Why would you do this? There was a Walmart 10 miles away. So people made a choice. Oh, do I go to the government-run place? Or do I go to the privately owned, is a publicly traded company, but do I go to the private sector where my selection is so much larger, so much more? You can bitch about all you want to about Walmart, but people voted with their pocketbooks. No, I'm not going to go support the little store here where the people that work are government employees because they're paid by the municipality and they took out a loan. They couldn't do it. They couldn't make it go. So it shut down. Baltimore, Maryland. They tried one as a nonprofit. Opened in 2018. They relied on a single wholesaler for their distribution. Closed in 2021. Couldn't make it. Eric, Kansas. Seemed to be a lot in Kansas. Population less than 1,000. It was owned by the city of Erie, Kansas. They purchased it in 2020 to prevent closure. It got subsidized by a 1% sales tax increase. Oh! So you increase taxes to get it going. So you subsidized it. It lost $120,000 in year one, $2,400 in year two. Ongoing subsidies will be needed because it's not self-sustaining. So you start down this path, Erie, Kansas is going to be your example to follow because we'll all end up paying for it, whether you get to use it or not. Chicago, it's too early. They have a municipally owned grocery store. It was announced in 2024 as the first, what I would consider to be a major city effort. state of Illinois is providing it funding in order to address food deserts. No long-term success data, but they're trying to see whether or not it will work or not. So these examples show mixed results. The successes that do exist in tiny rural communities still rely upon donor drives, taxpayer money, subsidies, low-interest loans, grants, all of those. So in a larger context, challenges like scale, funding, market competition are still the reality that you have to deal with. So for New York, Mondani's plan, 5 borough stores, is untested, but we don't need to test it. We know just looking around through all those examples I just gave you that it ain't going to work. But let's just pause for a moment and let's think about something. Why is this idea so popular? Why is it that someone like Elizabeth Warren, go back and listen to it again. Listen to what she said.
She said, we've got a problem with entire food deserts where people can't get access to grocery stores. Said, I'd like to take a look at whether or not we can have some kind of, you know, like we do on military bases. You have some kind of support from the city government that says we're going to get some food grocery stores in areas that right now are food deserts. And by the way, it's a new and fresh plan for New York City, but it's been tried in other cities around the country and has had some real successes. So what I hear Mamdani saying is, I want to try things to make it work for working families. And you know what? This is how democracy works.
Democracy? You know how I feel about that. And
a lot of people in New York City said, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Free stuff sounds good to me, too. Cheap stuff sounds good to me, too. So let's get, you know, let's increase our taxes. Let's increase the deficit. Let's take from everybody else so that we can eventually fail like every other socialist system has. Look at Venezuela. 8 in 10 citizens now go without food. 8 in 10, they break into zoos. They kill the zoo animals. There's a whole black market in Venezuela. You know, you can just picture. Think about this. In terms of the private sector, the bread comes to you, or the water, or the pork and beans, or the meat, whatever, the veggies, whatever. It comes to you because you go to the grocery store and you have a plethora of choices. It's sometimes, I'm not truly embarrassed by it, but it's almost embarrassing the richness of choices that we have because of the private sector. I've been to the old Soviet Union. I've seen some of those grocery stores. You went to the bread. What you actually did is you went to the line to wait to get, you hoped, a loaf of bread. That's what socialism and communism lead to. And that's what people are saying is popular. That's what scares. Look, I think this is a non-starter. Do I think he has a chance of winning? Yes, I think he has a chance of winning because New York is just about that stupid. So I think he has a chance of winning. They had de Blasio, so you had a communist. Why not have a Marxist? They're all the same, essentially. But the idea that it's popular and people like it, that shouldn't surprise any of us. Because, hey, Michael, you want a free Lamborghini? Well, yeah, why not? Nobody ever thinks, well, who paid for that Lamborghini? Where'd that come from? Who's going to maintain it? Who's going to keep it going? Who's going to insure it? Who's going to do all of these things? Why don't we just have the government do everything? Because everything will be cheaper. Let's just all become government, you know, takers as opposed to producers. Oh, hadn't thought about that. If we're all takers and there are no producers, pretty soon there's nothing to take. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line number is 33103, keyword MicroMichael. If you haven't followed me on X, you need to do that right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
With everything happening in the world today, escalating global conflicts, shaky supply chains, an unstable power grid, millions of Americans are taking action now instead of waiting for the next crisis. That's why My Patriot Supply is offering an exclusive deal on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides over 2,000 calories a day for 3 months, with breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and drinks included. It's packaged right here in the USA, packed in sturdy, stackable tubs, and lasts up to 25 years in storage. And it ships fast and free, so you can be prepared within days. But the exclusive offer ends soon, so head to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and take advantage while it's still available. Whether it's a long-term crisis or a short-term disruption, food security equals peace of mind. Head over to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Again, that's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and grab your 3-month emergency food kit today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't change the dial, but I want to mention very briefly the Wall Street Journal article that talked about Donald Trump signed a birthday book for Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my God. Oh, it's the end of civilization. Well, when I read the story, as I told my audience yesterday, I'm reading through the story and I keep thinking, okay, next paragraph, maybe it'll be in the next paragraph. It may, you know, I kept looking for the bombshell. Well, I finally got down to where the bombshell was, and it was that, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell, the girlfriend, Mr. Epstein, had decided for his 50th birthday party, which was back in the late 90s sometime. It was 3 years, I think it was at least 3 years before the first charges were brought against him, had decided, which is not unusual, to put together a kind of a big book for his birthday in which she collected letters and cards and, you know, memorabilia from, you know, friends and acquaintances and, you know, everybody within his sphere of influence. And Donald Trump was one of those. And so in the, oh, by the way, so she gets all of these. It's very thick. And she takes it to a very famous bookbinder in New York City and has it put into a leather-bound book form. Well, in there is a sheet of paper from signed by Donald Trump, in which it is typewritten, and then someone has drawn the outline of a woman around the typewritten part. And the typewritten part is actually, I think they drew the picture first, and then they typed, I don't mean like a word processor, I mean literally typed in the words so that the length of the sentences kind of followed the outline of the woman. And then there were two little arcs to represent the woman's breasts. Well, it turns out that the reporter, and I'll put air quotes around the word reporter, who wrote that hit piece in the Wall Street Journal, has a connection to the founder of Fusion GPS. Does that sound familiar? Yes. That was the outfit funded by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee to produce the Russia hoax. The reporter behind that piece in the Wall Street Journal has a connection to one of the greatest scandals in American political history. The Gateway Pundit reported that the Wall Street Journal published a hit piece on President Trump on Thursday night involving Jeffrey Epstein. The paper alleged Trump wrote Epstein a body letter for his 50th birthday depicting a naked woman. Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly prepared a special gift and collected letters from Trump and others. The Wall Street Journal reported, quote, "The letter bearing Trump's name, which was reviewed by the journal, is bawdy. Like others in the album, it contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. A pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breast, and the future president's signature is squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking, they say, pubic hair." Now, I'd like to have figured that out myself. But as I said, I'm reading through this at dinner one night. I'm eating solo, reading through, and I'm like, okay, well, let me scroll real fast on my iPad and get to the bottom so I can see the picture. They don't include the picture. That seems kind of suspicious to me. Well, now, a political reporter at Real Clear Politics, Susan Crabtree, has uncovered a damning connection between the reporter that wrote that article, Joe Pazolo, or however you pronounce it, and Fusion GPS, which Hillary Clinton and the DNC funded. Pazolo previously worked as a reporter for something called Maine Justice, Glenn Simpson's wife's publication. Glenn Simpson was the founder of Fusion GPS, which produced the Steele dossier. The dossier was then used to falsely, you know, smear Trump as some sort of Russian asset. All because the leftists at that time needed to find some sort of an excuse about why Trump shockingly won the 2016 election. She wrote this: "The Wall Street Journal reporter who broke the blockbuster story alleging a letter Trump wrote to Epstein for his 50th birthday included some tawdry elements. Previously worked for Maine Justice, his only prior reporting experience listed in his bio. Maine Justice was Glenn Simpson's wife's publication. Simpson founded Fusion GPS, which was paid by Hillary Clinton and the DNC through a law firm to produce the Steele dossier at the center of the Russian hoax against Trump. Both Glenn Simpson and his wife, Mary Jacoby, worked for the Wall Street Journal before launching their own enterprises." Now, what are the odds that that's just, oh, coincidental? The most likely answer, I think, is that this Epstein piece produced by the Wall Street Journal was actually coordinated by outside actors who kind of sensed that Trump was in a vulnerable spot, which I think that he was, and thought they could deliver the kill shot. Well, the shot went right over Trump's head. Now they've asked, the Trump administration has, they've asked the federal judge that oversaw the Epstein trial to release the grand jury transcripts. I don't know whether the judge will or not. I hope the judge does, because I think that we need to see the transcripts. Because if we don't, they're going to continue to use this against Trump. Do I think that Trump engaged in illegal sex with minors? No, because Trump broke off his relationship even before the first charges were filed down in Florida by that attorney general that gave him a U.S. attorney that gave him a pass, basically, just show up for jail on the weekends. Trump broke that relationship off before that even occurred. I think that Trump and others started to see what a sleazeball this guy was and walked away. That's why they need to release the transcripts. Who doesn't? If somebody asked you to sign or to send a card or a letter for somebody's 50th birthday, I'd do that in a heartbeat. They came to me as somebody in this building that maybe I don't know that well. I just know them in passing. I don't even consider them to be a friend, just a coworker. Yeah, I'd do it for a coworker. I'd do it for an acquaintance. Hell, I might even do it for you. This is the most absurd thing. Now, look, I've always said I love the Wall Street Journal. But my caveat is I love the Wall Street Journal editorial pages. The news side, it's just another member of the cabal. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-627-3749. 800-627-3749.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.